Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Goulet? There we go. Welcome to the program. Mary Goulet.
Goulet.
Yay. Gee whiz.
It's so, like Olay.
Olay. Soulful Sunday. Thank you for listening. And today, so oftentimes when I'm doing my show on Tuesdays, I'm pretty transparent. I bring to the show what I'm going through in my own life. And recently, Richard, you're aware of this, the authenticity and you use the word integrity, kind of intermingling those two. So it's very easy for me to be transparent and authentic, and what I say is who I am and all that. But I do have a strong mind. And when I'm unsure of myself or of a direction, I'll revert back to my Achilles heel of being protecting myself, controlling the environment, thinking it through. So welcome, Steve.
Wow.
I know, that was fast.
How did that happen?
So I'm opening up, how do you unteach your ego, or do you teach the authentic part of the person? Because I can be both people. I can be authentic during my show. I think that's why I do really well in real estate, because people will hire me through referrals, but I can't door knock to save my life or do open house as well. Door knocking is maybe not too hard on myself on that. So if I have to, I'm going to take my Mary from my really comfortable home of radio, and now I'm going to go on to another media form. I'm going to go straight into my head and try and figure it out.
Which is funny from the person that wrote Go With Your Gut.
I know. Well, we write what we need to learn. I've got that down, but I default to my ego because the ego wants to protect us.
Right. I mean, that's what the brain's set up for, right?
Yes.
We think in our head, and we protect ourselves in our head.
It's fear-based.
It's mostly there, like, it's looking for differences. It's looking for problems to protect ourselves. Like, that's a corn stalk. Nope, that's a rhinoceros. You know?
Yeah, right.
But run, fucker. You know, excuse my language. I forgot we're on Soulful Sunday here. But, you know, like, it's there to protect us, right?
But then that's where the crux is. How do you tell it to shush? So that you know to just go with who you are inside and be authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of acronyms out there for fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think fear drives a lot of the reasons why we do or don't do things. And the acronym that I use for it is forget everything about reality. And, you know, things never are going to go as good as you hope they will or as poorly as you are afraid they might. It's always going to end up being somewhere, I think, pretty much right there in the middle of all that. So
it makes a lot more sense now that you say that out loud. It explains you.
Thank you. are we clearer now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Repeat the acronym again for Mary.
So forget
everything about reality.
It makes you understand Steve a little more.
Uh-huh. And you found the magical potion to do that every night.
Yes, thank you. And it somehow convinced my wife to do that as well. So, look, I think that what ends up happening is it just depends on how we are wired. And for some just throw complete caution to the wind. And that doesn't...
I think that people can do that when something is not as big and scary and new for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then there's that saying, if you are not uncomfortable trying something new, you're not reaching far enough.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, we're a living contradiction, kind of. You know, we work our asses off to collect a bunch of money to have a bunch of cool stuff to sit around. But yet, mm-hmm. if you just start sitting around and mm-hmm. start by... you know, sitting at the beach drinking a margarita.
Yeah.
You know, there's something wrong with you. You're just being lazy. But if you work your ass off and then you can't you know, and
you can't enjoy
Hail Marys
it.
For you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I keep forgetting on this show. You got to like,
yeah,
just be a little bit more reverent.
Hold on, I have it right here. Hold on, I'll do one for Rich. No, I'll do one for Rich.
Oh, you got a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
That should be your mantra.
Thank there you. It goes.
It
that
is. I've got that tattooed on the other arm now.
Seriously.
All right.
Yes. She'll save your.
Yes.
Tush.
Yes.
So now I'm afraid, Doc.
No, it's okay.
I want to get a light.
Where's the button?
You have been censored. Lightning. Yeah. Ego.
Just in general, I seriously, that threw me, you completely.
No, I didn't mean to. I was just teasing.
So
it was
you,
a great opportunity.
Are you thinking about this in something in particular?
Yes.
Are
that's kind of where I was going to
say. Okay, that's totally fine. So I love doing my radio show, and I had this inspiration. I'd love to do the rosary at the beach on Periscope. Mm-hmm. And whoever tunes in, because you get into a cadence, and it's mm-hmm. And so this guy has been
bugging
me. Yes, Rich.
Yes.
Tells me, just do your first one. And then I do a couple, and then I got a little spooked by it. And then one day I sat down and I did one, and then he critiqued it the next day. And I heard what you said about it, but it still made me a little like, I feel vulnerable and a little judged and a little.
It is. I mean, it's a unfolding. That's the hardest part about it.
But do I want to unfold?
You don't think about, you give people the context of it. You got on, you said you wanted to be of service, you want to teach people the rosary, this is the rosary, you went through, and I'm not making light, please don't strike me down up there. But it's like, you got on, and you never said anything about the rosary.
Well, I was trying to give them background about what is the rosary.
But the people that tune in to someone who is doing the rosary, probably doesn't need a lot of explain. You don't have to explain it, right?
Because they're looking at titles and they're look right. They're not just, and that's.
But learning how to do some of these things that are not comfortable for me,
mm-hmm.
and bringing my vulnerable self to it, mm-hmm. and know that I'm going to goof up in some way.
But that's why people will resonate.
That's
with
why
they'll you.
Like it,
right? That, exactly.
See, and I'm saying you were in your head. And judging and almost talking yourself out of doing the next one. And I'm saying that's the very reason they're going to like it.
Yeah.
And you can't – it's that weird combination of – I'm going to beat my own self here. It's the weird combination of not giving an F about what people think and totally giving an F
exactly.
about what people think.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird rub.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird friction. It's a friction.
Yeah. But it'll unfold and it's going to be fine. I'm just saying you're awesome. Get out of your head. It's going to be cool. That's if there was a gist that I was telling you during that time was just like.
And doesn't that also just really kind of boil down to your people finding you, and the people that are not your people won't stay tuned? You know what I mean? Because ultimately you don't want the people who are not your people staying tuned anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So your people will actually be right there with you. They'll
protect you.
Well, they're empathetic at that point, right? They'll feel your discomfort and they'll want you to get through it, and they'll be praying their own rosary
right?
for you to get through it.
Praying that they're not doing what I'm doing.
Well, and it's just leading by example. You know, that's a sense of courage that you're showing. Like, look, this is part of it.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. What's that song? Perfect Imperfection or whatever that one. You know, like.
That's Nicki Minaj, right?
I don't know. No,
yeah. No, I have no clue. Mary's like, who?
But it's just like, you know, there is perfection in imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah, and there's a comfort in knowing that the people who are staying on and listening and ostensibly consuming the content that you put forth, there has to be comfort in knowing that the people who are staying with you through the course of that broadcast or watching the replay or whatever it might be, they're raising their hand to say, I'm with you, Mary. Right?
Yeah. So I have been on, it used to be websites, now everything's an app. Go on this website of a church in Thousand Oaks, and at any time, the recording would be available for you to pray the rosary with them. Mm-hmm. So they're saying it in the church, and every day, because there's a different mystery, so you're praying with like 25 people.
Yeah.
You know, I loved it.
And here's something to think about. So we do a lot of different things here on Reinvention Radio. Right? We do the sound off. We do the interviews. We do What Is Your What Wednesday. We do the Soulful Sunday. We do the New Media Minute. Some of the most popular shows that we have from a download perspective are Soulful Sunday.
Really?
Really.
Yep. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, I don't know what to say. And it's funny because on my shows, I've only pushed through a couple on my iTunes channel. But the most popular segment so far is Be Soulful. That's the title of the show.
Yeah,
the
segment. Now more than ever, we need you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I just talking through this whole process of all the different platforms and new media and seeing if you can build your tribe and be of service.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys, Steve Olshore and Richard Otte, for joining me on Soulful Sunday. If you'd like to check out my show, just go to gowithyourgut.net and my iTunes channel, The Mary Goulet Show. Until next time, cultivate a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshore, visit reinventionradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Goulet, and I'm the author of Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. It is a simple process of how to know if you're listening to your ego, your emotions, or your gut instinct. We always know the right answer of what to do or what not to do. So if you get in the habit of listening to your gut, all decisions will be a piece of cake. You can visit gowithyourgut.net to find out more. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle and at my site. Check it out.